The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Question we begin every program with, right here on 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, the Flag Family, AM 1100, the Flag Fargo-Moorhead, and 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken, rebroadcast on KLTC in Dickinson, and 7 to 9 evenings on 550 K-Fire. Good morning, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Good morning, Mr. Scott Hennon. Doing fine. How are you?
Fabulous. After doing the Watford City run, I have a new truck. Well, it's not a new truck.
New enough.
Yeah. But I'm back. I'm spending enough time in the Bakken where I just decided this it probably should. And it has seat heat, just so you know. But anyway.
And it's factory seat heat, right?
It is.
For those of you playing the home version of the What's in Your Mind game, Scott had that aftermarket heat seat you have to remember to turn off. He said nobody would remember to turn it off.
Dead batteries.
Dead batteries all the time and...
Anyway, new truck from S&S Motors in Watford City, North Dakota. So
nice.
And soon you'll be able to know where I'm at. It'll be sort of like Where's Waldo, right? Just by seeing the truck, we'll have it all.
Yeah.
We'll have it all prettied up.
So. Finally, you're not driving your wife's car because it always looked like a wife's car you were driving. You drive a truck.
You can't be playing around the oil patch in a car. You need a truck.
There you go. We have Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz Cheney joining us on the program today. They formed a new organization related to national security that we're going to talk a little bit about today on the program. Do you think Dick Cheney is a hero or a villain, Todd? What would you say?
Hero.
Why do you say he's a hero?
He's done a lot for his country.
He sure has, isn't he? Secretary of Defense, Vice President, you know, Member of Congress.
I mean, not everybody agrees with that.
You know, I love the critics of Dick Cheney because they usually, oh, big rich oil guy, Halliburton. And what's wrong with that? There's a lot of rich Halliburton guys all throughout North Dakota making, you know, I still remember the CEO.
You hate Bill Gates as much. He's a big rich guy.
Still remember the CEO of Halliburton coming to...
Some people just hate every person who's managed to be successful in life.
Yeah, no kidding.
And why is that?
I don't know. But anyway, Dick Cheney's going to be here a little later on this hour, and we're going to ask that question after you hear what you... Don't answer the question on whether he's a hero or a villain until you hear him. And we'll talk about that. We also have a Facebook question up... soliciting questions for him as well. NBC News story I want to unpack here a little bit this morning on the program. Here's the beginning of the story. President Theodore Roosevelt once came to North Dakota's Badlands to find solitude and solace amid the area's desolate, grim beauty. But Roosevelt's Dakota is barely visible today. Boy, oh boy, cue the violins. The area's oil boom has resulted in an infrastructure-building frenzy. Isn't it called America Working, an infrastructure building frenzy?
What would Teddy be doing today if you're here in this day and age, given the circumstances that are going on? Would he be saying, don't drill for oil? I don't think so.
You know,
we have the resource.
So they go on to say the area's oil boom has resulted in an infrastructure building frenzy as the rush for jobs and oil demands more roads, homes, food trucks, and stores. Again, that sounds to me like America Working. I don't know.
Exactly.
The epicenter is a 45-mile stretch of U.S. Route 85 between the towns of Williston and Watford City. Once a sleepy two-lane road across the Lonely Prairie, it's being transformed into a four-lane highway with bypasses cutting across towns. Blah, 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 blah. Here's my question. NBC News thinks Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota is dead. Do you? And by the way, there are people in North Dakota. Clay Jenkinson would be one. There are, you know, Dakota Resource Council and Daryl Dorgan, folks who make money on saying bad things about the oil companies and the development. They would echo the same thing. So it isn't just national media. There are critics of it. Here's my question. Todd, you'll be at Medora tomorrow. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I will be at Medora tomorrow.
I'll be there in the middle of August. Looking forward to it. And I could be at Medora every day, every week, all summer long.
I know.
I'd be the happiest guy on earth.
Every time I'm there, I'm like, oh, can't I just put a studio here? We have the technology in this day and age. Why can't we do that?
50th anniversary of the musical. That's just extraordinary. It's just a wonderful place. Let me ask you this. If you're in Medora, which, by the way, is fairly close to a whole lot of oil development. I mean, there are jacks in Teddy Roosevelt Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota is dead? I just want to ask that very simple question of our audience today. And I'd also like to tie in a question. Have you been to Medora? I bet 10% of North Dakotans have been to Medora. I'd love to know the number. I don't know if we know that. But
I got to think the North Dakota Department of Tourism or somebody would have a number like that. But
don't take NBC News' word for Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota being dead.
No.
Don't take the Bismarck Tribune's or the Minot Daily News or the Williston Herald.
Well, certainly any of the big news networks, they're not going to paint the rosy picture. They're not going to come in and say, isn't North Dakota doing wonderful? They're going to try to paint the exact opposite picture.
They beam in and beam out. And but
dog bites man is not news. Man bites dog is news. This is man bites dog. That's what that is.
For lack of a better term, and maybe it's because I'm a little tired from being road weary over the last couple, 3 weeks. I don't care.
How many miles do you drive in a year?
I just got an oil change, it was 10,000 miles since, May.
I mean, if you're to get your oil change every 3,000, like what, you know, old school was, you'd be changing your oil about every other day.
Anyway, I don't care what they think, quite honestly. I care what you think. I care what the greatest audience on the face of the earth thinks about Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota. And by the way, if you haven't been to Medora to see for yourself and not rely on the media, do it. Get there. It's a great place. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We want to know what you think. I'd love to hear about that and whether you believe that Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota is dead. Actually, what they said is barely visible today. So, but it's...
Yeah, you know what else? They've also built interstate highways. They've also... I mean, come on. It's Teddy Roosevelt's United States is dead. The entire country has moved forward in the last 100-plus years.
Well, that's like,
of course it's dead.
That's like saying, North Dakota is not what it was when our grandfathers came, when our great-grandfathers came, when they homesteaded. Well, no kidding. Things change, right? Things are different. So I don't think that's necessarily something you run around and apologize for. Or you ready, Todd? Have our hair on fire over. Okay?
You love that saying, don't you?
Yeah. By the way, I listened to the replay yesterday, coming back from Watford City, and I think I asked Al Carlson and Wes Belter what their gut told them about 10 times. Maybe I was hungry because I was referring to their guts and my guts. I don't know. Sometimes I get a little crazy with my sayings. Anyway, John at Grand Forks, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind Today. John, tell us.
This thing about Teddy Roosevelt, I'm trying to remember back, and I don't remember who did the story about the Buffalo Commons and how North Dakota was dying and it was going to continue to die. There would be nobody left here. Does anybody remember that article?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I believe some people want us to go back to a Buffalo Commons. You're exactly right.
I think those two articles should be put together on the same story. We can just see how intelligent these people are from these networks.
Do you believe Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota's barely visible today, John?
I think it's as beautiful out there as ever. And I think Teddy would be the kind of guy that would be pretty much like any of our conservatives that are, you know, helping run this operation out west.
Yeah, here's what I don't understand, and maybe farmers can help me out here. Nobody complains about a silo. A silo is a necessary piece of a farm operation, right? And, you know, I mean, I don't know that I kind of like the look of silos myself, but I mean, I well,
that's kind of my whole point earlier. The whole world has changed since then. You can't possibly say, oh, of course it's not Teddy's. How many other things have changed? Let's take all the radio towers, the cell towers, let's take it all down then.
But the beauty to me.
The power lines, they all got
to
go.
Todd and John, the beauty to me is I can still find a little slice of what I think would look identical today, what it did when Teddy was walking North Dakota. There's still plenty of those open spaces and places.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like them windmills either, you know, but they're there. And, you know, some of those actually kind of like to look at them. But
oh, they're polluting. Did Teddy Roosevelt ever put up a windmill? No, they're polluting the sky view. We've got to take them down.
Yeah, I mean, for a pumping operation is temporary. I mean, the derrick is temporary, right? I meant drilling operation, not pumping. Drilling operation, you got a fair amount of apparatus, but that's there for 30 days and it goes on, and what's left is pump jack and some tanks, right? And by the way, there'll even be less tanks the more pipelines we have. But that's less of a quote unquote footprint than a silo, or what would be on an average farm in the way of sheds and you know, apparatus. So
those windmills, they can go on for miles, as they do if you travel across the country. I mean, you'll see miles of them, but somehow or another, those aren't ugly, I guess.
Yeah, to the greenies, you're exactly right. John, nice talking to you. Call again. Jim in South Dakota will give us a South Dakota perspective on that. Maybe we have to go to South Dakota to get Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota. I don't know what Jim thinks. 800-228-0550 for your take. With Mr. Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
the hour with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Great day in Watford City yesterday. Speaking of which, I'm winding my way. I had a quick bite to eat with Father Brian Gross, who's become a good friend there in Watford City at Epiphany Church and a real community leader. In fact, he'd come over to where we got together before I left town from a meeting with the Assembly of God pastor there. I think it's Cross Point Church. I forget the name of the church in Watford. They have a real neat Christian community of pastors who work together really well in that little town. Watford City's a get-it-done kind of town. I really love it. I have a lot of energy there when I'm there because it's just a fun little, still looks like a Norman Rockwell town, but yet you have this incredible oil boom around it, and the park's right there, and that drive, Watford City to Bismarck, you know, down to Belfield and then over. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of area that is Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota alive and well, so it's fun to do, and our thanks to everybody out there. Let's get to Jim in South Dakota and Aberdeen. How are you, Jim?
We're doing fine. Yeah, this Medora place, very awesome. We've been out there twice this year. My wife and I, she just loves it. We got to go again because we didn't get to see everything we would want to. Very amazing place. Took us a while to get out there, but once we got out there, it's one of our favorite places now.
That's so awesome. I always say it's the Black Hills without reptile gardens. You know, so there's not the cheesy tourist stuff that there is at the Black Hills. No offense to you and fellow South Dakotans. You know, I love Mount Rushmore, and there's great beauty in western South Dakota as well. But there's something very sort of turn back the clock, authentic, real cowboy western town about Medora, isn't there, Jim?
Yes, there is. That fondue and that musical, unbelievable. And then while we drove through the park, and we got close and personal with Buffalo out there, and really amazed my wife within 10 feet. It almost looked like it was a statue, but they were alive out there.
Did you think Teddy Roosevelt's Dakota was still alive on that drive, Jim?
Very much so. Very impressive out there. That was the first time, you know, we went out May for the Bluegrass Rip Fest. It was amazing. Then we was out there a couple weeks ago. We took in the steak boudin, steak, and musical, and unbelievable. We got to go back, so there's a lot more we got to do and see out there. Yeah, we just didn't have enough time.
Good talking to you, Jim. Call again. Thanks, Gene in Valley City, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Now I don't know what to talk about. I'd like to talk about Medora. We were out there a month ago. The musical, the kids, those kids are unexplainable. The kids at musical. Fantastic. But I wanted to talk about Buffalo Commons, Professor Popper. Okay. Buffalo Commons is not dead. It has not gone away. It's back under another name. Remember when you had Tom DeWeese on a month and a half ago or something like that? Tom DeWeese, Agenda 21. We better get schooled up on this. You mentioned there's a lot of people that want to turn us into Buffalo Commons. Well, Agenda 21 will turn us, the whole West, into Buffalo Commons. Are you there, Scott?
I am. I'm listening.
Okay.
But I hear what you're saying, and we've not spent as much time on Agenda 21 as we should be, and it's discussions like that say, okay, let's see, we're the if McKenzie County alone was a country, it'd be like, you know, top 10 oil-producing countries in the world, right? Just that one county. So take the whole state of North Dakota. Maybe we got to just, if we ever get to that point of the craziness of Agenda 21, where there is no such thing as property rights or anything else, then maybe it's time to consider being our own deal.
We better start talking about this clean water parks measure also.
Well, I wouldn't say we need to start. We need to continue. We spent a lot of time on that on the program, and we'll spend a lot more. But you're right. Now to November, that's a land grab. In fact, I think I mentioned on the air, I had a conversation with one of the field directors at the one of the street fairs I was at, and I said, I'm not signing it. We talked about this at the fair. And the reason I'm not is because if it gets on the ballot, all this outside money is going to pour in to tell us how this will all be all good mom and apple pie for parks and wildlife. Meanwhile, you're going to go buy land. No. The current makeup of the Industrial Commission will not allow, will make it not very likely for us to buy land. I'm like, the current makeup of the Industrial Commission could change every election. I mean, that doesn't give me much peace of mind. And
question for you.
Sure.
Okay. The parks and water measure passes. You know, how many million? We double or triple the oil revenue in this state, according to an article in Forbes magazine about Mr. Hamm. Okay, how are the young people going to bid against them to ever start farming or ranching in this state?
No, I mean, here's my analogy, Gene. Appreciate the call. Cash for clunkers. Remember that deal? Remember Cash for Clunkers, where they would pay you money if you would bring your car to them and they could wreck it, and they literally would put sand in the tank?
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Well, what it did was shoot up the prices of used cars like crazy and make it less likely for people who wanted a second or third car or folks that had low incomes to have a functioning vehicle. It was ridiculous.
And you're still driving something big that guzzles a bunch of It's not like the world turned into Priuses or something overnight. Come on.
Let's go quickly through these calls here so we can get to everybody. We'll give you each a half a minute. John and Annetta, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Teddy Roosevelt's North Dakota is gone. Just the same as the Conestoga wagon gave way to the train or eventually to a station wagon going across this country. And I'm living on the farm that my grandmother and grandfather lived on in the early 1900s when they went to town 12 miles. It was an all-day affair to get there and back. Now I do it in 15 minutes. So, Teddy Roosevelt's North Dakota is gone, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Dick Cheney coming up, so we got to rattle through these calls here. Greg, north of Fargo, listening on 550 K-Fire. Go ahead.
Hey, I tried to get into Carlson yesterday, and I talked to Richard Warner about this too, that I think that these property taxes, the best property tax that you could get is do no income tax to property owners. That way there's no, we get compensation for property tax relief, but we're still paying property tax. But I'd like to see where there's no income tax for property owners.
Yeah, interesting angle on doing that. Appreciate that. Call again. I'm sorry we're short on time. I just want to get everybody in here before the break. When we come back, we'll have Dick and Liz Cheney with us, and then we'll get back to open phone time for the whole second hour. So if we didn't get to everything you wanted to get to, we can do it then. Ed and Minot, what's on your mind?
Don't let the current administration know anything about Maduro, because everything they put their hands on, they screwed it all up. So don't let them know about us, so we can keep it the way it is.
All right. Did you want to talk about Maduro too?
Maduro, that's it. Yeah, don't tell him about it, the administration, about Maduro, because I'm sure he'll try to tweak it somewhere and ruin it. Right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of things, and that's one argument when we talked about the president visiting and what he ought to see here to function. There were some folks that said, no, don't show him anything because.
All right, let him see Maduro, but just look, don't touch.
There you go. Yeah, good call, Ed. Thanks for the time. The former vice president of the United States, Dick Cheney, and his daughter Liz, on a brand new organization, and where we're at in the world next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Scott Hinton here. I want to let you know on a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. You're Ford fan? They've got them. Dodge fan? They've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Before the top of the hour, please welcome to the program What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains, the former Vice President of the United States, Richard Cheney, as well as his daughter Liz Cheney. Dick and Liz, welcome back to the program. How the heck are you?
Well, doing well, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be with you.
Good to have you both on and hear your voice, and congratulations on this new organization. I think the timing could not be better. An Alliance for a Strong America. Let's start there, Mr. Vice President. Why is this organization necessary? And then we'll maybe ask Liz to talk a little bit about your ultimate goals here.
Well, we've been so concerned as we've watched the national security situation continually worsen for the United States. For a long time, there was a focus on domestic problems of the Obama administration, Obamacare, and so forth. But the damage that's being done overseas to the United States and our relationship with our friends and allies is beyond belief. Liz and I did a swing through the Middle East here a couple of months ago and talked to a lot of old friends going back to time of Desert Storm. And to a person, they were just appalled, no longer trust the United States, no longer have confidence in our commitments. And we think there's a real need to get front and center in terms of the debate here at home, this whole question of national security, defense, the U.S. role in the world that Barack Obama's doing everything he can to undermine.
Liz, as a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, you've been in the room when these conversations are happening. You have now the perspective, obviously, of that tenure. And now, as you mentioned, your dad talking about this trip, the organization ultimately wants to do what? What are the goals?
You know, we're focused very much, Scott, on making sure a couple of things. One, that we're out there as a group that's advocating on behalf of a strong national defense, advocating on behalf of maintaining America's strength and returning us, frankly, to a position of power and preeminence around the globe. We're focused on educating people, both, you know, citizens as well as policymakers, also candidates, but educating people about the importance of these issues. And our focus, as my dad said, is you know, in large part driven by what we've seen this president do while he's been in office. But it's also driven by a concern about what's happening within our own party and a sense in our own party that there are some who are advocating a return to, you know, a sort of isolationism. And there's that sense that, well, we can just focus on our challenges at home and we'll be okay. We don't have to worry about what's happening internationally. And that's wrong. It's dangerous and very concerning. And so from our perspective, we felt it was important to set a group up that could really help to provide information to people, but also be sort of a center of gravity, arguing about and advocating on behalf of all of these issues.
What are the world leaders, you mentioned the Middle East tour, Mr. Vice President, what are they saying to you and to Liz that they don't tell the media, that we don't hear? What are they saying privately that they won't say publicly?
Well, they're in the Middle East, it's interesting because we've got a lot of friends, as I say, out there back in the days of Desert Storm when I was Secretary of Defense, and that we've kept up over the years. And there's been a general feeling of a sense of an alliance, of cooperation. In that case, we gathered together against Saddam Hussein back in Desert Storm when he'd invaded Kuwait. Subsequent to that, both on the Israeli and the Arab side, we've been good friends and allies, in many cases going back for 50 years. But that all of a sudden, they see Barack Obama, they believe Barack Obama really supports their common enemy, and their common enemy is radical Islam. It's Hamas, it's Al-Qaeda, it's the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, it's all of those groups that have taken up the sword, if you will, against, well, against the West, certainly against the United States, in many cases against their own people. You know, when we had 9/11, we had to worry about Al-Qaeda based primarily in Afghanistan. Well, if you look today at the map, those kinds of terrorist organizations, according to the RAND Corporation, recently did a superb study on it, that there's been a 58% increase in 3 years in the number of Al-Qaeda-type organizations, and they're now spread from West and North Africa all the way across the Middle East and all the way around the world to Indonesia. The terrorist threat's bigger than it's ever been, and these folks are on the front line of the battle against terror. Witness what Israel is having to do today with Hamas, and the Egyptian, by the way, is cooperating with the Israelis on that. And they don't see the United States as being helpful. In fact, they think that Barack Obama's been a strong supporter, for example, of the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood, founded in 1928, is the source for most of these groups. Originally were part of the Muslim Brothers and are spinoffs, and now you've got a lot of Al-Qaeda-like organizations out there that will come after us eventually, but are already hard at work trying to take down our allies.
You know, that's scary, I guess, for lack of a better term, Liz, when I hear your dad talking about allies of ours believing the president supports, I believe was your words, Mr. Vice President, radical Islam. Liz, unpack this for me. What does that mean? When they believe the president of the United States supports radical Islam, is he doing it to portray a kinder, gentler America and kind of that whole we got to go mend fences deal? Or is this, you know, supporting their goals and the ultimate death to America?
Well, I think if you look at this president, and frankly, you know, you don't have to guess at his motives. You can look at his own words. And if you go back to 2009 and you look at the speeches he gave during his first year in office, and he is echoing the same theme even today, even, you know, over the course of the last few weeks as he's been speaking at fundraising events. There's a great piece by Steve Hayes in the current Weekly Standard where he talks about, you know, the president basically is saying, he says, I ended one war. I'm about to end a second war. There's some turmoil in the world, but it's just because we haven't fully established a new world order yet. And we just need to get to that new world order, and it'll be one of a community of nations and one where everyone, you know, can benefit from economies that help people. And it's this sense of what he said at the UN, that the United States is not preeminent, that, you know, any world order that elevates one nation above others can't survive. He really believes that. And if you just take him at his word, you know, he doesn't believe in America as an exceptional nation. And instead of looking at what's happening around the globe today, particularly in the Middle East, and saying, wait a minute, you know, I've got some responsibility for this. I've got some accountability. My policies have caused this. You know, he wants to deny that it's a problem, deny he's got anything that he can do about it, and frankly finds it seemingly more comfortable to spend his time on the golf course rather than dealing with this growing, imminent strategic threat to us and our security.
We're chatting today with the former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, his daughter Liz Cheney. They've written books together. Liz, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. They have a new organization, Alliance for a Strong America. I know this keeps a lot of our listeners up at night. We talk about it a lot on the program. If you have questions or comments for the Cheneys, certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550. Has he, Mr. Vice President, ended these wars? I mean, let's take Iraq. He's taking credit for ending wars, and, you know, I'm going to end another one. And everything will be fine, and we'll get to this new world order. And I don't know what the heck that even means. Scares me a little bit. But is it fair to say he's ended wars? Are we in a better place today in the quote-unquote war category under President Barack Obama?
Well, we clearly are not. And basically what happened in Iraq is by the time we left, admittedly a long, tough, difficult process, but when we left office at the end of 08, Iraq was in pretty good shape. You had a coalition government. You had a reasonably well-trained military. Situation was set up in such a way that if there was a stay-behind force of trainers and some air capability and intelligence and so forth that could supplement the Iraqi forces, it didn't have to be a large force, but a stay-behind force of Americans, I think they'd be in relatively good shape today. What happened was Obama pulled the plug, failed to negotiate the agreement for a stay-behind force, and we have 40 of those all over the world, and that's new and difficult about it. But the net result of his policies coupled together with the ineptitude of Maliki they had in Iraq, we've ended up in a situation now where the Islamists have moved in big time. This is the latest version of Al-Qaeda. ISIS is their basic name, but they have emerged out of eastern Syria. They've now swept down in and control maybe a third of Iraq. They've established in Iraq what they call a caliphate. It bridges the border there between Iraq and Syria. And they are so radical that even the old Al-Qaeda organization has tried to keep them at arm's length. But we now have, in the Middle East, for the first time ever in recent history, a caliphate that is run by and in control of the most radical elements of Islam. That didn't exist when we left office, and it didn't have to happen now, except for the fact that Obama was so eager to leave and be able to say he got out of Iraq that he failed to leave behind a small force that would have, in fact, guaranteed the ongoing safety and security in that part of the world.
One of our listeners is asking, why did the USA kill Saddam Hussein of Iraq when he kept the region in peace? Has obviously a little different view of that effort being necessary. What would be your answer there, Dick?
Well, I think they've got a different memory of Saddam Hussein than I do. Saddam Hussein had started two wars. He was constantly attacking U.S. aircraft who were flying no-fly zones over Iraq. He had previously had two nuclear programs going. He had developed and used weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons on his own people, and also in wars against the Iranians. And he was actively supporting terrorist organizations. He was making payments to families of suicide bombers who would kill Israelis. He's got a long history of a relationship with terrorist organizations, support for those organizations, and he also was doing serious damage from the standpoint of developing and using weapons of mass destruction, and then previously had two nuclear programs. So he was one of the worst dictators of the latter 20th century, and the world's much better off without him.
John in Grand Forks, let's get you in here with a question quickly before our break. We'll probably have to get the answer on the other side of the break for Vice President Cheney. John, your question?
Yeah, Vice President Cheney, honor. I've often said, maybe I'm a George Patton guy, foreign policy. Before a country likes us or even respects us, I want them to fear us first. And I think that would go a long ways. Probably sounds kind of weird, but what's your opinion on that?
No, I think you're dead on. I think the fact that we have so dramatically reduced our defense budget is a major weakness and promotes this notion of weakness, and it leads people like Putin, for example.
Hold tight, if you would, Mr. Vice President. We're up against a hard break here. Just hold tight. We'll continue that on the other side of the break with the Cheneys on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what...
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Burt's Truck Equipment, servicing the Grand Forks and Devils Lake areas too in East Grand Forks, 218-773-1194.
Every time I go to the golf course, I challenge myself to get better at the sport. I became a scratch golfer in 3 years. I got good at the short game by spending hours hitting from 100 yards and in. The equipment gets better every single year. I want the customer to leave with confidence in the equipment. I'm Jason Hicks, and I'm one of the golf experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love, meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
With former Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz Cheney, the organization of Alliance for a Strong America that's newly formed to take on all these threats. Before the break, caller John from Grand Forks asked the Vice President whether or not we're feared anymore and whether that's the biggest problem, and that led you to a discussion on Russia. I want to just piggyback on that question and let you finish. You know, some folks say, hey, you know, Putin is playing Obama like a fiddle, but they also say, you know, the Bush administration wasn't exactly, you know, blemish-free in that regard either because of your former boss, the 43rd president of the United States looking into Putin's eyes and saying, I think there's a soul there. So is Putin, as a former KGB guy, being a little cagier, did he you know, lure George W. Bush in as he lured Barack Obama in? What's going on there?
Well, I don't think so. After that first meeting, the president was interested, obviously, in trying to build a relationship. That's an important thing to do if you can. He understood full well, though, the dangers of Putin. Remember, one of the first things we did was to scrap the anti-ballistic missile defense treaty that had prevented us from developing missile defenses. And the first year we were in office, we abrogated that treaty so we could get on with the business of building our own capability against ballistic missiles. And we, in fact, fielded such a system in spite of Putin's strong objections. So he didn't take any undue confidence at all in Putin. The problem on the fear question, I think there's no doubt that U.S. diplomacy and our ability to operate in a dangerous world is when we're strong, we're perceived as strong, and our adversaries fear us, and our friends support us and have trust and confidence in us. And that's what's missing from this administration. He simply doesn't understand or doesn't choose to recognize that fact, that every time he cuts the defense budget and weakens our forces, he's taken the Army back to a level lower than we had at the time of Pearl Harbor. That, in fact, sends a kind of signal so that Putin takes chances, is willing now to take the Crimea, is talking about moving into the Ukraine, shooting down commercial airliners, at least providing the capability to shoot down commercial airliners to his friends in Ukraine. So it's a situation that's gotten very nasty, in part because, as I say, our friends no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us.
We only have about 3.5 minutes left, so I'll go to a lightning round here. Liz, starting with you on Israel and then the vice president's take on the situation. For lack of a better term, have we thrown Israel under the bus? Is this current administration trying to strike a balance, or are they flat out poking Israel in the eye?
No, it sure seems as though they've thrown Israel under the bus. And when you look at the fact that you've at this moment got, most of the Arab states and Israel on the same side of this fight in terms of wanting to make sure that the Israelis do as much damage as possible to Hamas, and you've got John Kerry, the Secretary of State, flying to Paris to meet with the Turks and the Qataris, both of whom, in particular the Qataris, are supporting the most extremist Islamist organizations and terrorist groups now fighting across the region. The Egyptians have proposed a plan. The Palestinians and the Israelis have both said that they're interested in trying to pursue the Egyptian plan. And you've got the Americans basically holding meetings without the Egyptians, without the Israelis, without the Palestinians, but with the most extremist, those who support the most extreme groups. And clearly, this administration, we saw just again this morning the White House spokesman Josh Earnest out criticizing the Israelis because civilians have been killed in Gaza, when we know that Hamas intentionally hides its weapons, stations its weapons in places where civilians will be hit, even though, the Israelis warn before they strike. So there is no moral equivalence here, except it seems in the mind of President Obama and his Secretary of State.
I'm going to quickly go to another caller because we have lots of folks that want to chat with you. Kevin in Fargo, if you could, real quick question for the vice president or comment. Go ahead. Nathan, go ahead and put Kevin up there, would you? Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead. I can hear you now. Quickly.
Okay. Quick. I just wanted to comment and thank the vice president. While he was in office, I knew he understood the threat. And if I could say, I knew we had real men in office that understood what was going on. And then right now I've got the exact 100% opposite feeling. And I just want to thank him for understanding, what we faced. And when I hear him this morning, I just wish he was back in office, and had something to do with what was going on. So, again, just God bless and thank you.
Well, thank you. I was fortunate to be able to serve and always remember that the men and women in the armed forces are the folks who do the heavy lifting, and we all owe them a deep debt of gratitude.
Only a minute left. What do you think about what's going on in North Dakota right now, and how does it tie to our foreign policy messes with the energy security that's happening in the Bakken?
Well, I think the energy boom up there is tremendous. I used to run Halliburton years ago, and I know they're very active up there. What we're seeing is the miracle of the United States becoming energy self-sufficient because of our technology, because of our free enterprise system. Barack Obama likes to take credit for it, but frankly, he had nothing to do with it. It was the good old free enterprise system and people willing to take chances and to make investments and develop technologies that's going to make America energy self-sufficient.
And Liz, does the North Dakota energy production make the world a safer place?
Well, you know, absolutely. I think the extent to which, you know, we're in a position where we're able to meet more of our own needs here at home, and we certainly are getting there. I think if this president's policies, frankly, took advantage of our ability to produce domestically and took advantage of our ability not to have to import, not to be so dependent on foreign oil, we certainly would be safer. And hopefully we'll get that with the next president.
You two are a treasure. Congrats on the new organization. Look forward to our next conversation, hopefully in Jackson Hole. God bless you both, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, thanks, Scott. Take care.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.